This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A fire at a wedding party in northern Iraq killed more than 100 people and injured at least 150. Flares are said to have ignited a ceiling decoration. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Survivors said hundreds of people were at the wedding celebration after an earlier church service. The fire began about an hour into the event when flares ignited a ceiling decoration as the bride and groom danced. The Interior Ministry said it had issued 4 arrest warrants for the owners of the wedding hall, state media reported. And President Abdul Latif Rashid has called for an investigation. State media added that preliminary information indicated that the building was made of highly flammable construction materials, which contributed to its rapid collapse.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Refugees are arriving in Armenia after spending 10 months under an Azerbaijani blockade that led to critical shortages in Karabakh. Armenia's government said on Wednesday that more than 50,000 Karabakh refugees so far had crossed the border out of a total of estimated Karabakh Armenian population of 120,000. The sudden influx has strained resources in Goris, the border town where Armenian authorities have booked out hotels for refugees with nowhere to go. Iran claims it successfully launched an imaging satellite into space. State-run IRN news agency, quoting the country's communication minister, as saying the satellite had been put into orbit 450 kilometers above the Earth's surface. The U.S. has alleged that Iran's satellite launches defy a U.N. Security Council resolution. This is VOA News. Russia accuses Ukraine's Western allies of helping attack its Black Sea Fleet headquarters the day after video appeared to show Russia's Black Sea Fleet commander, Admiral Viktor Sokolov, was still alive despite Ukraine's claims he was among 34 officers killed in a Friday strike. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Kremlin had not commented on Tuesday on Sokolov's status, but had posted video showing him among other senior officers attending a video conference with Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Sokolov did not speak in the clip. When asked about Sokolov on Wednesday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov noted that he'd taken part in Tuesday's video call with Shoigu, but had refrained from further comment. Ukraine's Special Operation Forces had posted a statement on Tuesday saying its sources claimed Sokolov was among the dead, many of whom have not yet been identified. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine on Wednesday urged judges at the United Nations highest court to dismiss Russia's objections and hear in full Kyiv's claim Moscow abused international law by saying the 2022 invasion was done to stop an alleged genocide. Last week, Russia urged the ICJ, also known as the World Court, to throw out the case, saying Kyiv's legal arguments were flawed. Kyiv argues Russia is abusing international law by saying the invasion was justified to stop an alleged genocide in eastern Ukraine. The World Health Organization is calling on schools to protect children from the toxic impact of tobacco use by creating nicotine and tobacco-free zones on their campuses. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The WHO guide highlights 4 ways to promote a nicotine and tobacco-free environment for young people. They include banning nicotine and tobacco products on school campuses, prohibiting the sale of e-cigarettes and other tobacco products near schools, and banning the advertisement and promotion of tobacco products near schools. The guide also calls on schools to refuse sponsorships or engagement with tobacco and nicotine industries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump will be in the battleground state of Michigan working to win over blue-collar voters in the midst of an auto workers' strike. Trump's trip on Wednesday comes as his Republican challengers gather on stage in California for their second primary debate. Trump's visit also comes a day after President Joe Biden became the first sitting U.S. president in history to walk a picket line as he joined workers in Michigan. I'm Joe Ramsey.